other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're on the air here, and we've got Paul Watson with us, the webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We're now in to the second hour, and so much has happened. So much is going on. We've got Iran confiscating three British warships. They call them warships or some type of gunboat, and we've got more public officials, people in government being warned to get out of work and having their substitutes stand in for them. We've got McCain worshiping Bush, saying the Iraq war is just wonderful, the good neocon that he is, the good Manchurian candidate that he is. We've got now MSNBC detailing the rape of women brutally, just innocent people picked up at checkpoints at these torture centers. That was in the Toguumbo report, the general's report months ago, but now here it is. Just so much to cover, and of course we have loaded phone lines at 1-800-259-9231. Paul, good to have you on with us today, my friend.
Good to be back, Alex.
There is a lot that's happened over the weekend, just so much we're going to be blitzing through, but what do you think some of the most important stuff is on our plate right now?
Well, obviously, three of our top stories are Iraq, since the developments on Friday, the basic announcement that they're going to go ahead and consider placing Iraq under martial law. Obviously, the Johnson beheading and Bush plans to screen whole U.S. population for mental illness. They're, you know, three of our top stories at the moment.
Oh, I didn't mention that. And Europe's talking about that. They're trying to pass a bill where if a government psychiatrist says you might have a problem, you can disappear for years. Forced drugging, our Supreme Court has said that too. And now Bush is going to screen the entire population. They have this thing called New Freedom here in Texas, a pilot program to screen the children to put them on Prozac type drugs, and that's going to go nationwide. So 1 in 10 in England isn't enough on the drugs. Now 1 in 6 boys in America being on some of these drugs, 1 in 10 girls. Now they want to expand that, Paul, with the federal government. Yes, we should talk about that.
Well, yeah, and you gave the European example, and I mean, that shows us the dangers, because they're trying to pass a bill in Britain which will legislate forced electroshock treatment, which is, you know, electric shocks to the brain.
But didn't O'Brien do that to Winston in 1984? Isn't that freedom?
Well, exactly. And it's obviously against the person's will, as well as compulsory detention. No kind of criminal activity.
But it won't be against their will after we've run high voltage through their head 100 times. They'll love us.
Well, the definition of being mentally ill is, in this bill, is not someone who has committed any kind of crime, but someone who has a personality disorder. And who defines, you know, what a personality disorder is? The government-funded controlled health experts.
Well, Harvard's put out stuff, you know, that you're either a racist or mentally ill if you believe in the New World Order, that it's a mental illness. They have whole courses that believing in a conspiratorial worldview, which look at Rome, the Caesars, all the backstabbing, the manipulation. I mean, look at every country. I mean, that's historical fact, but if you believe that now, Paul, we're going to have to... Well, they came out and they're authorizing for mental illness or for depression this wire into the brain to make us feel better. After we all have this, if they're going to force us on drugs by the millions, why not the new wire to the brain, Paul?
Well, yeah, and you mentioned the historical example. The BBC article, which talked about the mental health bill in Britain, they spoke to someone who was in opposition to the bill, who stated Nazi Germany and the USSR were probably not the only countries in which socially or politically unacceptable behavior was regarded as a manifestation of a disorder of the mind. So as you mentioned, questioning the government means that you're mentally ill. And I've seen articles that say that.
So see, conspiracy theory, they don't even have to use the Patriot Act to not have a trial. It's just Paul thought some bad things, and Paul's in solitary confinement getting treatment right now. And then once they release you, Paul, you're going to love Big Brother once your mind's gone, proving you were mentally ill. You admit it now. We'll be right back.
Stop. Stop paying over $2 an ounce for fresh wheatgrass juice at your local juice bar. Did you know you can grow and juice your own fresh, healthy wheatgrass in your own kitchen for only pennies an ounce? It doesn't take much space. Just a small area of countertop, windowsill, or porch, and you can have fresh, juiceable wheatgrass in only 10 days. Growing your own wheatgrass is not only healthy, but it's a fun hobby too. Wheatgrasskits.com is your one-stop source for all your wheatgrass needs. Wheatgrasskits.com carries a full line of wheatgrass, barleygrass, sprouting, herb, and salad green growing kits, including a full line of growing supplies, mini greenhouses, manual and electric juicers, flaxseed grinding supplies, soy milk making kits, and much more. Go online and check them out at www.wheatgrasskits.com or call 801-375-2250. That's 801-375-2250. Wheatgrasskits.com.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, your calls are coming up momentarily. We're talking to Paul Watson. Yeah, Paul, that's a good place to start. I have the articles here in front of me. Didn't even mention them in the last hour. Should have. The entire U.S. population to be screened for mental illness or a propensity to be mentally ill. We may need to be treated to make sure we don't become mentally ill. In fact, about 3 years ago, the governor of Oregon, who was a psychiatrist himself, said that they were going to check women before they even had their baby, while they were pregnant, do environmental statistics and things to decide if they should start drugging of children at birth. I mean, this is total brave new world. But let's get into that and what's happening in England and how this was used in Russia and Nazi Germany.
Well, yeah, it was from the British Medical Journal who said a sweeping mental health initiative will be unveiled by President Bush in July. The plan promises to integrate mentally ill patients fully into the community by providing services in the community rather than institutions. So they're going to go out into the community and test people for this. And I mean, it's even a level deeper than something like hate crime. Saying that you don't agree with homosexuality, and you know the Senate just passed the bill last week including homosexuality in the hate crimes list, saying that might not just be hateful anymore but actually a sign of mental disorder. So it's the brave new world Soma state when the terms of definition are so broad the government can, you know, classify anyone as mentally ill and subject them to forced detention, forced electroshock, and forced drugging.
And by the way, a BBC top presenter who I interviewed a couple years ago at a land rights meeting in Northern England said rural communities to serve the same rights as Muslims and homosexuals. The word homosexual was considered a banned word now in England, and they came and arrested him. We interviewed him. It was in the news. And then we have other headlines of raids where hundreds of homes are hit by the hate crimes police division of Scotland Yard. And it was for people who neighbors had said had heard them say a racist word or xenophobic. No, I don't like French produce. Farmers were arrested for saying it was bad or that they wanted to stay on the pound measure instead of the metric. I mean, that's a xenophobic. Folks, we're not making this up. It's like some dystopic, you know, science fiction book or something, but it's really happening.
Well, yeah, Congress just passed a bill, S-625. You know, it makes it criminal to, quote, hurt the feelings of homosexuals. Canada already passed the same bill, basically.
And again, for all these bleeding hearts, oh, well, don't be mean to a group. The point is, if they take that right to say that, they'll take anybody's rights, people. It's about the First Amendment, period.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's basically the militant homosexual movement and, you know, movements like that preach tolerance till they're blue in the face, but they won't tolerate any criticism of their movement, which is why preachers who quote the Bible are being arrested now, because it's criminalized the Bible.
A year ago, Pennsylvania passed a law saying that it could be criminal or civil to read from certain passages of the Bible.
Yeah, and they use the same thing with anti-Semitism. So it's any opposition to the New World Order is now hatred.
Yeah, they try to link that up, and which it isn't the case, but they just try to say that. I mean, folks, you can obviously see where this is going. So they're going to have in the streets testing you. You're going to have to come in and be tested. And it says that if your child ever gets in any type of trouble, late for class, they're going to go through psychological testing. And then they're going to say you have to go on the drugs, the deadly drugs. I mean, this is the new freedom. Forcing vaccines into our bodies. Forcing drugs into our bodies. Sounds very conservative, Paul.
Well, yeah, and I mean, the biggest peddlers of hate are, you know, the leaders of the feminist movement. We had an article about this from Henry McCow over the weekend, who took examples from feminist leaders like Marilyn French, who said that all men were rapists and, you know, that heterosexual sex was rape. So,
and also on top of that, and this is just amazing, Gloria Steinem admits that Miss Magazine was created by the CIA and that she was a CIA agent. She admitted that in one of her books. It's meant to break men and women up. It's like O'Brien says to Winston in 1984, we're here to destroy the family. Then I get a UT textbook used by people going to school to be social workers, and it says, the future is the state, the past is the family is a disease.
That's the whole movement, is to destroy the family unit by, you know, so-called women's empowerment, when it's actually a form of enslavement, because it's balkanizing families, destroying families and bringing up children in this kind of Marxist mindset, which is pro-state and always anti-family.
Which, again, Brian, while torturing Winston, tells him in 1984, because we must destroy the family because all allegiance must be owed to the party, to the government. I mean, they're following textbook tyranny, Paul, right in front of us.
Well, exactly. I mean, we can get into Iraq because it's the same blueprint again. We had this bombing in Fallujah on Saturday that killed 20 civilians. And, you know, from country to country, it's the same. You create the very instability that justifies the draconian measures.
Well, here's an article. Dr. Daryl Regger, Director of Research for the American Psychiatric Association, lauded the president's initiative and the Texas Project model, saying what's nice about TMAP is that this is a logical plan based on efficacy data from clinical trials. And they have this thing called New Freedom. Talk about an Orwellian term, where Eli Lilly and others go around the state testing all the school children in the schools to see if they need to be put on Prozac. I mean, folks, it doesn't end. And they admit this stuff causes massive increases in suicide, but so they're going to expand it. Ugh. I tell you, Paul, it's just getting worse and worse, isn't it?
Well, it is, yes. It's kind of a brinksmanship thing. I mean, the benchmark that I take it is, you know, whether they are going to go ahead and push the envelope on this draft in the spring of 2005. So So I see it as a kind of brinksmanship from now until then. I think we've got about a year of just backing them off before, you know, they really decide to push the envelope and go ahead with this draft in a year's time.
Well, Paul, why are you against New Freedom? I mean, that's what the Texas program's called. It says, but the Texas Project, which promotes the use of newer, more expensive antidepressants and antipsychotic drugs. See, it's not enough to put your child on Ritalin or Prozac or lithium, that they have new superpower drugs that turn you into zombies. Listen to this. But the Texas Project, which promotes the use of newer, more expensive antidepressants and antipsychotic drugs, again, the program in the schools is run by the drug companies, sparked off controversy when Alan Jones, an employee with the Pennsylvania Office of Inspector General, revealed that key officials with influence over the medication plans in his state received money and perks from drug companies with a stake in medication algorithm. And that's May 15th, Medical Journal Report, page 1153. He was sacked the week after speaking to the BMJ and the New York Times.
And, I mean, the drug companies that are pushing all this, I think the figures in the British Medical Journal report were, you know, 82% of their donations have gone to the Bush re-election campaign. So it's all tied into the government intimately, which is why they're introducing this.
So, folks, they're... You think it's bad that one in six boys is on some type of drug, one in ten girls, one in ten everybody, period, even adults average in England, so it's much worse with children. The numbers are much worse than one in ten in England, and we already have that here. Now it's going to be even worse, where all the students are tested, and so it's a psychiatric facility. Gates, fences, you're being frisked, thumb scanning to get school lunches, you're writing journals on your parents, being given tattletale cards. I mean, this is hell on earth, Paul.
Well, it goes right down to the whole thrust of genetic research, which is, you know, about identifying aggressive genes and extracting them, you know, in the womb and things like that. So it's going right down to birth.
They're discussing, again, licensing parents, doing a test of them beforehand to, quote, see if they have aggressive hate genes. Folks, that's been in major newspapers. I'm not kidding.
And again, there was a proposal to, I think it was, put kids in a detention center in Britain who had been identified as possessing these aggressive genes.
Yeah, that was the London Guardian a few months ago.
It's pre-crime, again.
Well, what's wrong with arresting children who may be aggressive, who show tendencies? I mean, what's wrong with testing people's genetics? That sounds like freedom, Paul. I mean, wasn't Brave New World freedom?
Well, yeah, and so is Soma, and I think we should all take it and just calm down and stop asking questions about this.
Well, Paul, I mean, if they can force tens of millions of children on these drugs and are going to radically expand that now, thanks to Lord Bush and the globalists, they're now coming out saying for mental illness or depression, a wire into the brain. It's a quick surgery, a little port on your neck, and soon, once this wire's in your brain, Paul, the pain's all going to be gone. You'll be one of us, Paul.
Well, yeah, I mean, there was a report in the Washington Post about 2 years ago which said that in 50% of cases from, you know, placebos versus Prozac, the placebo was actually more effective in curing depression. So
well,
these
well,
drugs
just don't confuse
work.
Me with the facts, Paul. Once you've got the little port in your neck and it's been on TV, we're all going to be getting our little wires into our brains, the Army has said. I mean, what you don't like that? That doesn't sound good to you?
Well, no. I mean, questions are a burden to others, answers a prison for oneself, as, you know, it was in the classic Prisoner series. So, yeah, it's a Kafka-esque, basically, Brave New World, Soma State, cradle-to-grave drugging on behalf of the government.
Well, I tell you, but if you use any of the illegal drugs they ship in, they'll grab you and put you in their little private prison, which the drug dealers own.
Well, yeah, and that's why, you know, they had to go into Afghanistan to massively increase the output of opium to get it onto the streets of London and New York, which is flooded, you know, in on record levels. So, I mean, people take those drugs and think that, you know, it's anti-state when the state themselves ships them in. They think they're, you know, a form of rebellion when it's actually the biggest form of enslavement that they could partake in.
That's right. Well, the globalists are our bosses, Paul. I mean, you know. Feds have said 30 million will be in prison by the end of this decade. 5 years ago, it was 33 million by 2025. Now they've changed the estimate to 2010, and they're filling the prisons, building more. I mean, I guess we'll all be there. I'll see you there. We'll be drugged and electroshocked, and we'll love Big Brother. We'll be right back. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizen's Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain 2 handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and 2 silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than 1 of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Here's the deal. We'll go ahead and go to all the great callers that have been patiently holding, and then I want to get into, oh man, there's so much stuff here. But imagine every child in America, and then they're going to try to force adults to do it, take psychological tests. I mean, this is the Soviet Union on steroids, and we can't even see it. And it's a Republican doing it, and so the neocon minions out there are going to love it. I'm not your slave. I know your evil New World Order. They admit that these Prozac-type drugs increase suicide risk massively, so they cover it up, and they expand the programs. I mean, folks, you've got to get your minds around how serious this is. Paul, you ready to go to some calls?
Yeah, sure.
Up next is Lisa in Michigan, then Rob, Kyle, Chris, and others. Lisa, go ahead.
Hi, Alan.
Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, you know, you got a great show, and I really appreciate all the things that you've been looking up for all of those who are watching for the day of the Lord to come. I wanted to ask you a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Actually, one of the other callers just called you and asked you pretty much, you know, what you would do if they came to get you to put the chip and stuff in you. But
yeah, and I intend to go over that.
Oh, that's great. What I wanted to ask you, though, similar to that, but it is, if you could know for sure that your particular cause, the cause that you have to, you know, stop the New World Order, to have us all raise up and lift up our voices and stuff, and what, you know, people believe this still is a free country, however we know it's not. But if you knew for sure that there was no way for us to win this, what would you then tell people?
Well, number one, I mean, that question is what's been programmed into our minds. It isn't either they defeat us or we win. You can never give in to evil, even if you're going to lose to evil. You have to wake up and warn people so they can see the evil.
Right.
So they don't take the vaccines with the cancer viruses and mercury. So they don't take the illegal drugs shipped in by the drugs thinking it's cool.
Right.
So let me finish. So they don't, you know, do all of these bad things. We have a job. I have a duty to stand up against evil no matter what the outcome is. And the problem is that the Christian churches think that they're going to be raptured out before the microchipping. And so when the microchipping is taking place, they're going to think, oh, it's good. It's not because I would have been raptured. You know, Christians being murdered in Rwanda thought they were about to be raptured. Christians in Nazi Germany thought they were about to be raptured. Christians in China think they're about to be raptured.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Christians in Rome thought they were about, you know, that is not how it works.
That's right.
It's a giant cop-out. And I just show people the historical facts, and all of this is coming into play, and Christians are saying Bush is, you know, basically God's chosen one, and we've got to do everything he says.
Okay. May I ask one more question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, first of all, you know, I don't believe that there's a rapture, and I am a Christian. I mean, I believe there's a rapture. I just believe that we are going to go through hell first. You know, we're going to go and be tried just like it was in Jesus' day. His apostles went, and they were tried. They went out and preached the word, and they got killed.
Well, I mean, it says that the beast makes war on the saints and overcomes them. How does he make war on the saints if they're all been teleported out of here?
Okay, so this is what I want.
I don't want
to
see. I just cover the news. People make their own decisions.
Well, this is what I'm saying. You know, this is I've been listening to you, and you know, I faithfully listen to you every day because you really help those who know this is coming to watch. You know, and it says, "Watch lest you know he come as a thief in the night." You know, and so this is what I wanted to bring up was, you know, if people can believe that we are going to go through tribulation, you know, what I would like for people to know, you know, from your show is that it's going to happen. You know, it's happening. I hear you say every day, I know you are a strong fighter. I have seen you fighting, and I know that you also know that it's coming. And you just got done saying
something. Well, it's not coming, ma'am. Evil's always been here. I'm going to let you go. Thanks for the call. Paul Watson, comments?
Well, yeah. The question was basically, you know, when do you know that it's all coming down, and when do you know how to react? Well, it's not going to be like it was in Nazi Germany. It's not the boot in, you know, boot stamping on the human face analogy, because they're in it for the long game. It's a process of gradualism. So I don't think you will get an exact point which anyone can identify where, you know, the agenda is truly, you know, comes to ground zero. So even to enter into that mindset that, you know, what are we going to do when they win, that in itself is enemy propaganda, because the whole point is to back them off further and further. Until
yeah, we're talking about creeping death as their main mode.
Yeah, they know that people are going to react and that there is going to be a mass uprising, and which is why, as the New Scientist reported, there's this whole new wave of, you know, microwave heating the skin non-lethal weapons, which are being sold at alarming rates to U.S. and European police forces. So they know when they push the envelope that there is going to be a reaction from a sizable minority of people.
And so we have to get outside the box, point out how they're preparing for the reaction, point out their blueprint, and that hurts them badly. They're 4 years behind, according to people I trust and my own analysis. 4 years. I mean, believe me, if we weren't here fighting them, things would be much worse. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The sun is getting brighter and the days are getting longer. Summer's just around the corner. What are your plans for it? Fishing, gardening, camping? I'm sure you'll spend more time enjoying the outdoors. And I'm sure the ticks and mosquitoes will spend more time enjoying you. It's not just itching and scratching we have to worry about. Now there's incurable illnesses like Lyme disease and the West Nile virus. DEET is proven to keep the bugs away, but it's also proven to cause brain damage in laboratory animals. That's not a choice I want to make, and I don't have to, thanks to Natural Answer, available at naturalanswer.com. You'll get a 100% natural, DEET-free insect repellent formulated by a mother concerned with the well-being of her children. Natural Answer remembers our beloved pets as well. Visit naturalanswer.com for your dogs, cats, and livestock, too. Make the right choice. Choose all natural, DEET-free Natural Answer for your family this summer. Visit the web at naturalanswer.com or call 254-235-8747. That's 254-235-8747. Call today.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
They began with a special service
to rescue up the hostages to have
is headed for
the war on terror until they are credited.
Senator.
Not getting all the news that's fit to print due to mainstream press censors? Then subscribe to America's newspaper, the American Free Press. No censors, no spin doctors, and no government snoops here. Just honest news that affects you. The American Free Press supports what the majority of Americans want, like lower taxes, stopping illegal immigration, and ending our meddling in foreign affairs. The American Free Press supports the American people, and now you can become a subscriber to the AFP with an incredible offer. Sign up today and receive the original first 19 issues on CD, plus two copies of the Citizens Rulebook as our gift with your one-year subscription. A one-year subscription is only $59. Call toll-free 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109. That's 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109 or visit GCNLive.com and click on the American Free Press banner.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
And all right, we're going back to your calls burns, here in a bunch burns, of news in just a moment. This week on PrisonPlanet.tv, we are posting my book and Paul's book this week. The next, probably this tonight, if not tomorrow, we're going to try to put the pictures from the books in there as well in a computer format, in a digital format. George Humphrey gave me permission to put his video, his new video, 9/11, The Great Illusion, up, which is an incredible video, which I'm now carrying, by the way, but it's not on the toll-free number yet. You can't order it there. You can only order it via the Internet, a VHS or DVD of it, and get a free painful I keep thinking of Eric Huffman's Painful Deceptions book and DVD. 9/11, The Great Illusion booklet with that as well, but that's going to be going up on the site here in the next few days. Just a lot of information going up. Our weekly report as well. I'm going to put several of those up this week. PrisonPlanet.tv. I've actually just now hired somebody to do that because I've just been totally overwhelmed. And, you know, so we can get more video, more films, more information up on PrisonPlanet.tv every week. Also, the best radio interviews, well, frankly, all of them that I do every week, four, five, six, sometimes ten of them, are posted there, so you can just skip past all my babble and go right to the interviews, original text reports, you name it. But also, importantly, it supports what we're doing. You know, it helps us fund the websites, period, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com, that get tens of millions of visitors, and that's quite expensive bandwidth-wise. You support us and help us with what we're doing when you sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. Also, my friends, you know, I've made the films. You get them in VHS and DVD. I carry other videos by Jews, the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. I just mentioned George Humphrey's new video. I have that. It's very impressive. In fact, he used one of the editors that I used on Police State 3 Total Enslavement, so it's high quality. Great new film, great to wake people up. 9/11, The Great Illusion, Illuminati Endgame, Your Choice, Fear or Love, amazing new film. And you need to get that, so go to Infowars.com. You need to get my videos, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror Exposed. Those two videos are the preeminent films on 9/11 that cover the most information. Very well done. You need to have them. And with my 10 videos that I've made, America Destroyed by Design, America Wake Up or Waco, Police State 2000, Police State 2 The Takeover, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed, Matrix of Evil. And with all those films, my films, you're authorized to make copies for non-profit, not-for-sale educational purposes, and it has a huge effect. And yes, I need your support, folks. So that's a secondary effect that it also has. 1-888-253-3139 to get any of the videos or books. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And here's an example of some of the specials. You get Paul's 300-plus page book full of photos and diagrams and documents, Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order, covering the history of government-sponsored terror and 9/11 and how to stop them. It's $19.95. Get a second copy for $11.95 to give as a gift to a friend, to wake somebody up, the gift of enlightenment, the gift of unlocking somebody's mind. It can do it. My films, $25.95 a piece, $20 if you order three or more of any of them. The new George Humphrey video, 9/11 The Great Illusion, $20, get a $19.95, get a free full-color 80-page booklet, the accompanying booklet when you get it. Get a second copy for only $14.95 and get three booklets, so two copies of the film on VHS or DVD and three of the booklets for $34.95. Those are the type of specials we've got on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, and your support is needed. All right, Paul. What's some of the other news we're going to get to, and then I want to blitz through some calls and get back into the news. I've got a bunch I want to talk about here, but what are some of the things you think are most important today, Paul?
I think it's important to expose this new Iraqi prime minister who basically was running CIA terrorist operations in the 90s.
They admit blowing up movie theaters full of women and children.
Yeah, I mean, his name's obviously Ayad Alawi. He was a big buddy of Shalabi, a former Ba'ath Party member, who at one point was carrying out assassinations for Saddam. He was then funded by the World Health Organization, MI6, and the CIA, and his group, the Iraqi National Accord, the INA, which was described by the New York Times as a terrorist organization, was funded by the CIA in the 90s to bomb theaters and school buses full of children in Baghdad. So that's your new prime minister.
But see, when we blow up school buses and theaters, it's loving and Christian. But when they do it, it's the ultimate evil on earth. Well, it's the ultimate evil either way.
Well, the neocons love it. I mean, O'Reilly a few days ago called for bombing Iraq again, just like the Balkans, he said.
Well, you heard our guest Friday. I don't know if you did hear, Wooly. I mean, he said nuke their major cities.
Yeah, which is what O'Reilly said as well, you know, regarding Fallujah. And he said that the Iraqis were primitive and didn't deserve freedom. But he didn't say we should just pull out altogether and leave them to it. He actually said we should pull out but just keep bombing the country over and over again.
Yeah, that sounds nice. You know, I thought it was all Saddam. I thought this was to get him. Now it's their evil. Now they 70-90% of those stopped at checkpoints, Paul, were completely innocent families, and we already had it in the report, raping women. Now the details are out of what's in those 2,000 photos and videos, raping people's wives in front of them, beating their children, and sexually abusing them in front of them. How in the world did our government find this much scum to follow and to do that? What happened to us? God, please forgive us for the scum we've become. We are the most demonic trash on earth.
Well, all that you just mentioned, the raping of women, the torture of children, there's a World Net Daily article out today which calls it trivial. They highlight this Saddam-era video which shows them cutting the hands off prisoners, and obviously, yes, that's awful, but then World Net Daily compared it to the Abu Ghraib and said, you know, it made that look trivial. So raping women is now trivial, beating people to death is now trivial, torturing children in front of their parents is now trivial, according to the neocons.
Well, the neocons do is they focus on somebody with underwear on their head and go, that's the worst of it, big deal, fraternity fun, blowing off some steam, when the own government report confessions, they're saying, we were ordered to treat them like dogs, to have attack dogs attack them, to rape women. I mean, you don't think the jail guards raped women out in the cell block under video without being ordered to do it? I mean, any of you that believe that are just ignorant.
Well, we've also got an article up there which talks about how the Pentagon has now created a unit of non-lethal weapons in Iraq. And the quote from the article is, officials said, one non-lethal tool under development is what they term an active denial microwave-like device. The system can be directed at a distance to heat up the moisture in a person's skin, causing a sharp pain. So if a hostile crowd is moving towards you, you use the active denial system. They will stop coming. You get hit with the high-powered microwave and you run away. So, I mean, this is to eliminate protests.
And by the way, they then admitted last week that in Europe and the U.S., these systems are all being sold to police departments. Most major cities quietly have a couple Humvees with a huge microwave gun on the top, just waiting for you folks.
Yeah, and that was New Scientist. And, I mean, in this article, World Tribune calmly admit that U.S. troops have killed Iraqis in attempts to ensure that their protests would not develop into riots. And just
so they preemptively mow down crowds, and that's loving. I want to take some calls, but a listener earlier said, you know, what do you do if the government comes to put microchips in you and your family? Well, I mean, obviously, folks, we're not going to go along with that. There's going to be tens of millions of people that aren't. But the problem is you're actually going to have Christian conservative leaders saying it's Christian to take the chip, that Jesus has returned, that he's ruling us from Europe, and Jesus is going to say it's not really going to be Jesus. And I'm not joking when I say this, that the kingdom has come, the second coming, and he's here in flesh, which they're now teaching in churches, and that we must take the chips, and that this is going to be our new freedom. And so we're going to have actually the Christians calling for us. They're going to claim we're secret Muslim helpers, evil right-wingers, that we have to have our heads cut off. I'm not joking. That we have to have our heads cut off because we're secretly serving the Antichrist. So it's going to be a flip-flop of that. The churches are already teaching this. And, you know, that forced abortion's good in China and all of this. It's going to be a flip-flop. And, you know, Patriot Act's good, and we're already in Skull and Bones, big deal, that's Christian. You know, it's just fun. I mean, this total denial, what we're trying to do is say no to this, educate people, and then have tens of millions of people that say no to it and don't go along with it, that boycott stores that put in thumb scanners, that boycott SeaWorld that's put in hand scanners to get in, you know, to educate people against RFID and boycott the companies like Walmart putting this in. Comments, Paul?
Well, exactly. The main point to emphasize is that the people coming to your home to, you know, enforce microchips on you won't necessarily be, you know, the government themselves. They will simply be the people that the government has hired under this whole
Well, it'll be draft. You can't buy food at the grocery store unless you have the national ID card, which they're already saying, and then you get half price if you have the chip. And then they'll have terrorists blow stuff up who are, quote, against the chip, and when they blow up a football stadium full of people and go, the anti-chip, right-wing, evil, so-called Christians did this, and we see dead children, they'll go, you better take the chip, see? And you know, the terrorists are against the chip, which Andy Rooney said. Remember Andy Rooney in 60 Minutes? He said, everybody needs a chip. Remember that, Paul?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. And so, again, they'll blow something up and then say those that are against the chip did it. This is how it's going to work.
Exactly.
So, folks, we can't let it get to that point. Obviously, I'll resist. Obviously, I won't go along. obviously I'm not going to take a chip. I know that's radical and terroristic, and, you know, Al-Qaeda will be on the news saying, we are in solidarity with those against the chip. People will go, they're in solidarity? Then if you're against the chip, you're for Al-Qaeda. And then we'll say, no, Al-Qaeda, CIA, we're not with them. Sure, that's what Saddam said. He later confessed. You know, see, everybody's with Al-Qaeda. You're against global government, you're with Al-Qaeda. You're against chips, you're with Al-Qaeda. And then Al-Qaeda will always pop up in new videos uploaded from Republican websites saying, we're going to get you, we're against the chips. See how this works? Paul comments.
Well, they've already prepared the groundwork for it, not just by, you know, CNN linking in right-wing extremists and neo-Nazis with Al-Qaeda, which they've been doing for years, but also recently with the BBC, who said that anyone who believes Bilderberg has power is akin to McVeigh and Bin Laden, who believe the same thing. And I think I've actually seen articles in the past, so-called interviews with Bin Laden, you know, carried on CNN, where he points out that the Bush administration is controlled by this higher global force. So,
and that's exactly what Goldstein does in 1984. Again, he says all the real stuff, but then does these bad things, so, oh, the truth must be bad. You know, again, when Saddam's going, Bin Laden works for the U.S., I'm not with him, I've always been against him, it's suddenly this, you know, this type of Bin Laden, I'm with Saddam, don't listen to him. I mean, why would he do that? See, I mean, again, everything that actually helps the globalists, I mean, the Al-Qaeda knows sawing heads off gets Bush 10 approval point ratings. So they keep sawing off more heads.
I mean, and Al-Qaeda themselves. I mean, the beheading, for example, of Johnson and this you know, new threat against this South Korean hostage, in a sense, they could be just, you know, useful idiot copycats that are copying the obvious PSYOP American intelligence Berg beheading. So you don't even need to necessarily control every single incident. You just create a media spectacle on one that you control, in the case of Berg, and then you get these copycats that will do it and help your cause, which is...
But then 3 weeks ago, we had the CIA ordering the Saudis to allow Al-Qaeda to escape at the mass shooting, and then suddenly, suddenly the Saudis, the AP is saying, are protecting Al-Qaeda. I mean, come on. Well, and then the Saudi prince is going, no, MI6 controls Al-Qaeda, you're carrying out the terror attacks.
Well, the so-called Al-Qaeda group, you know, that's saying Saudis helped us, they were wearing Saudi police uniforms and had set up this fake checkpoint to ensnare Johnson. So the question is, you know, does this Al-Qaeda group even exist, or was it just a direct CIA operation?
Well, the Saudis and the Iranians and the Iraqis have all said, why would we blow anything? Saddam, I saw him on foreign television saying it, you know, on cable. He was going, why would I do this? Why would I want to have you come attack me? You think I'm stupid? He was saying, I was set up. Well, now I've got the interview on tape somewhere. He's going, I've been set up. Why would I attack you? You think I'm dumb? Your government funded me. Your government told me to invade Iran. Your government told me to invade Kuwait. I've been set up. I worked for the CIA from 54, which is admitted.
So, you know, is this Zarqawi group who was, you know, was reported dead? Is it even an Al-Qaeda group, or is it a creation? Remember the Boston Globe report? The so-called Al-Qaeda group that we were told carried out the Madrid train bombing, the Boston Globe did the investigation, concluded that it was, quote, a phantom organization. It didn't exist.
And then it came out the government was really behind that. But let's take a call. Rob in Wyoming, then Kyle, Chris, Mike, and others. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, Alex and Paul, I wanted to talk about the word governance and possibly maybe get to the 9/11's other conclusion it came out with about the stand-down. Also, Prison Planet TV is excellent, but even if it was just moving wallpaper, I would gladly fork over all the money I could. You're the reason why the New World Order is 4 years behind.
Well, all of us are. I'm a small part of it.
You're a huge reason. There are lots of other people. Governance is not the same. It's not synonymous with government. It's referring to corporate governance, the internal bylaws of a corporation. This is important. I got a call waiting, but they'll have to wait. This is very important because when the clerk in the mail room, the mail boy, is trying to tell the CEO of the company what to do, he has no standing. But when he asserts his standing as the owner of the company, the stockholder, telling the CEO, then it's a lot different.
Well, let's explain that. The CFR says they're not for global government, they're for global governance. And it's a little wordplay, but governance is how you govern and is the mechanism itself of government, is what you're saying.
Well, America has been under governance for decades. NAFTA, for example, is not a treaty. Treaties can only be entered into by sovereigns. It's a commercial agreement. And the difference here is, for example, the Patriot Act, Section 224B, refers to any offense, not public offense, not statute at large.
I forgot that. It's even got civil matters in it.
Right, right. Well, in the civil area, again, there are two types of torts. There's moral duty, which doesn't depend on any kind of statute, and then there's legal duty, which is private statutes that can only be entered into or presumed to be entered into by tacit agreement, you see? And so, therefore, a public offense versus an offense, you know, you didn't wear your seatbelt or whatever else, you didn't take your chip. And this has all been done in America internally. This corporate governance has spread by the supposedly freely associated states.
And it's administered by the Uniform Commercial Code.
So it's corporate bylaws. That's what governance means. A lot of reporters don't realize that.
That's a fabulous point, and you're right. I've looked at it, sir. Amazing, Ron. Thanks for the call. We'll come back and talk to Kyle, Chris, Mike, and others. 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, we're going straight back to your calls. But, Paul, I wanted to get your take on the White House having them use the Patriot Act on one of their, they're claiming one of their torture minions carrying out torture in Afghanistan that supposedly beat somebody to death, they allege. I mean, that's obviously a great way to silence him under the Patriot Act where he can't defend himself, doesn't get due process. And then also they can say, see, we're using it on our own people. It's fair now. And sets another precedent for citizens to have this used on them, Paul.
Well, yeah, they take the case of somebody, you know, their own minion, who deserves to be punished and say, look, this is a good example of how we can use the Patriot Act on American citizens and, you know, in a positive manner, which they were doing. They used a similar case of the guy who they caught, the so-called dirty bomber, who they then detained in a military naval brig.
Yeah, Jose Padilla.
And so, again, he was an American citizen. So it's an example of shifting that into the Patriot Act being used on American citizens, which is what they did in the case of this artist who had these biological agents which he used, you know, for his artwork, and then they went ahead and arrested him.
Well, yeah, it was a professor. He'd done things on GMOs at conventions where he'd set up Petri dishes and stuff, and, you know, it's like a science project, show folks how stuff happens, and now they're grabbing him. Let's go ahead and talk to Kyle in California. Kyle, thanks for holding.
Thank you. Hi, Alex. I just wanted to say thank you for your approach and your diligence and your work.
Thank you.
I heard you on Coast to Coast, and I'm completely attracted to your style and your straightforward attitude and your ability to hear people out. I had a couple quick questions. Is there any evidence for Howard Dean's connections with the Skull and Bones Network in Yale?
Well, he went to Yale, and but we haven't found any conclusive evidence. That's all really one big system. They clearly in New Hampshire stole it from Dean, who was winning. The Diebold machines all magically gave John Kerry 10 points more than the other machines and ballots in the state. So Kerry was definitely the darling. Paul?
Well, there was a London Telegraph report a few months ago which said that Dean was hostile to Skull and Bones, and I believe they tried to tap him and he refused because he was hostile to the activities of the group itself. So that might be a reason as to why he suddenly dropped out of, you know, after being the front runner in the Democratic candidate race.
Well, I find that intriguing, but I had a possible theory that maybe he took a dive to accept the vice president nomination, which it seems that Kerry hasn't named anybody yet, and I thought that was...
I think it's going to be John Edwards. He was at the Bilderberg Group meeting 2 weeks ago.
No kidding. And one other thing, just a rumor I heard, and I thought you'd be the guy to ask about it. Is there a 666 symbol hidden on the King James Bible somewhere? And I'll take your answer off the air. Thank you.
There's so many different versions of the King James. I mean, is there some weird symbol on some Bible? I'm sure there is. Let's go ahead and get another call in here. Good points, Kyle. Chris in Tennessee, go ahead.
Hello, Alex and Paul. I want to talk about the Poindexter incident with the White House betting on the war. We've got 800...
Yeah, we've forgotten about that. They were going to bet on how many Americans got killed, yeah.
And that's exactly what I wanted to talk to George about Friday. We have 840 dead. We have tens of thousands put on military hold. We have 14,000 people that are injured. And our government wanted to profit on our dead soldiers. That was, I think that story does not, we need to post that and bring that to light. Also, under the September 11th investigation, do you think Silverstein will be subpoenaed for the fact that the World Trade Center was going to be condemned and the billions of dollars of profit?
Well, no. I mean, the commission appointed by Bush isn't going to bring up any real issues. They'll come out and say that Bush was wrong about weapons of mass destruction, but it was an accident, or he was wrong about Saddam and Bin Laden being buddies, and then 2 days later reverse themselves to create confusion. First they get credibility, then they flush it 2 days later.
Poindexter story is a big story.
Tell you what, me and Paul will talk about that when the third hour starts. That's a great question. Thank you, Chris. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides,
toxins, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.